This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The cyber attack that hit the University of Colorado system may be bigger than first reported. CU spokesman Ken McConnellog says even those who weren't users of Acelion, the file-sharing product that was breached, may have had their data compromised.
So there are 450 users of this service at CU. You know, the reality is it's tens of thousands of records are sent using their service.
CU officials are still reviewing the contents of compromised files. Denver is starting to figure out what will become of a deserted 155-acre golf course in a northeast neighborhood. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
It's rare to have an urban, undeveloped chunk of land this large, and people have opinions about its future. Some want to see the former Park Hill Golf Course become a public park in a city with fewer than 9 acres of open space per 1,000 residents. That's well below the national average of 13. The land is owned by Westside Development Partners, which is a private firm. Others want to see a district of homes, businesses, and parks near an RTD station in a city with a housing shortage and goals to cut down on driving. The kickoff to the planning process focused mostly on developing a plan in the framework of racial equity. David Sachs, Denverite.
A small part of a northeast Denver suburb got a little more snow than its neighbors yesterday. Commerce City is the site of industrial refineries that put extra water vapor into the atmosphere to create a very localized snow shower. The phenomenon is called industrial snow. This is CPR News.